WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor. Ever feel like your phone is a breeding ground for negativity? Like you're constantly bombarded with mean comments, nasty DMs, or just plain toxic vibes online? You are not alone. Cyberbullying and online harassment are serious issues that can really chip away at our mental strength, leaving us feeling vulnerable and defeated. But guess what? We don't have to be passive victims. Today, we're diving deep into how Stoic philosophy can help us build a metaphorical mental armor to protect ourselves from the negativity lurking in the digital world. Okay, let's get real for a second. Stoicism isn't about becoming emotionless robots or pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. It's about understanding our emotions, recognizing what we can control, and developing resilience in the face of adversity. Think of it like this. You wouldn't walk around with your heart exposed, right? You protect yourself physically, so why not emotionally, especially online where those virtual punches can sting just as badly? Now, here are 5 key takeaways to help us fortify our mental armor against cyberbullying and online harassment. 1. Don't take it personally. One of the biggest Stoic principles is recognizing that our reactions stem from our own perceptions. When someone lashes out online, it's often more about their own insecurities and issues than about you. Remember, a keyboard warrior behind a screen isn't truly courageous or powerful. Their words are just noise designed to provoke a reaction. Don't give them the satisfaction of ruining your day. 2. Focus on what you can control. This is huge. We can't control other people's actions, but we can control our responses. Choose not to engage with negativity. Ignore those comments that seek to drag you down. Mute, block, or report accounts that spread hate. Remember, your peace of mind is more valuable than proving a point to someone who clearly thrives on conflict. 3. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself even when others aren't. Cyberbullying can leave deep emotional scars. If you're feeling hurt or overwhelmed, acknowledge those feelings, but don't let them consume you. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. 4. Cultivate your inner strength. Stoicism is all about developing inner strength and resilience. Engage in activities that uplift you, whether it's exercise, meditation, spending time in nature, or pursuing your passions. A strong mind and a healthy spirit are your best defenses against negativity. 5. Seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Talk to trusted friends, family members, or a therapist about what you're experiencing. Sharing your burdens can lighten the load and provide invaluable support during difficult times. Let me share a quick example. Imagine scrolling through social media and stumbling upon a comment that's just plain cruel. It might target something personal, leaving you feeling embarrassed, angry, or even heartbroken. A Stoic approach would involve taking a deep breath, reminding yourself that this person's words reflect more on them than on you. You could choose to ignore the comment entirely, block the user, or even respond calmly and assertively, setting boundaries without engaging in an emotional battle. The key is to not let the negativity dictate your mood or actions. Remember, building mental armor takes time and practice, just like any other skill. But by embracing Stoic principles, you can learn to navigate the complexities of the online world with greater confidence, resilience, and peace of mind. So, what are you waiting for? Start implementing these tips today and build that mental armor. Remember, your strength and well-being matter. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. And if you have any questions or want to share your own experiences, hit me up on social media. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep those Stoic shields strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.